Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, April 29th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Terraformer AMA, hosted by the Luna Bulls. Let's take a listen.
I'm just going to let the room fill up a little bit and let everyone kind of pour in that they intends to pour in so that we don't skip anything anyway and everyone...
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Feels pretty good to be back in the co-host seat, I have to say. It's been a while.
Yeah, it feels more civilized now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've had quite a considerable amount of time off from my work with the Luna Bulls, and so getting back into the mix and doing things like this, obviously. Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah,
go ahead and say again, sorry.
Then I think I've been following your own Twitter account on your shopping run, the grocery run. It's very fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much. No, thanks for... mentioning that. My wife is a superstar. She's now taken over that from me so I can get back to doing things that I should be doing, really.
Lucky you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to hearing some more about Terraform as NFT aggregator, that's for sure. It'd be good.
Yeah, of course. Just a quick note, we just recently rebranded to TFM, so we will refer to TFM instead of Terraformer, but it's the same thing.
Cool. TFM, perfect. Well, I don't know if everyone's here from TFM that intends to speak. How are we doing from your guys' point of view? Is everyone here that intends to speak?
Yeah, I think everyone is here. I can see some team members among us, and but I will be the main person to talk here.
Cool.
But I'm sure when needed, they will chip in.
Okay, well, that's perfect. I mean, I'm pretty much propped up in my favorite armchair with a nice, handsome-looking glass of single malt. So I think on that note, we could probably continue.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think most of us on Terra would be fairly familiar with your impressive DEX aggregator already. I mean...
Yeah, thank you very much for saying that.
Yeah, I mean... Who knew the best route from UST to Luna was via Prism Loop and Astroport?
It's actually fascinating because it keeps changing, right? Sometimes it's just unbelievable routes. So we see Prism, like what you said. We have seen from B Luna or even Anchor Token, just at one particular time of the day, somehow just how the liquidity pool has been distributed. That particular route is the best. It's amazing for us as well. And I'm sure a lot of lunatics will be using it and feel amazed like me.
Yeah, definitely. I think because of the dynamic nature of the assets, having an aggregator doing the work for you just makes total sense. I mean, to try and keep up with that manually is, I mean, next to impossible, if not impossible, I would say.
Absolutely. And it's really, we are very proud of it. And not because it can save people money, but just because of how elegant the whole process is. Just one single click, it covers everything, all the DEXs on Terra. And I would believe we bring a lot of value to the community.
Yeah, you should be proud. I think it looks amazing. The UI is fantastic. It's it works seamlessly. I was having another play with it again today, and you've done a great job there, guys. Really cool.
Yeah, please. We actually just did some update today, and some of the minor bugs have been fixed, and we added some new features as well. For example, now if I don't know if you have seen our recent tweet, if you do a pair, you can now bookmark it, so you can save it instead of every time you have to select those two tokens, you can just keep it and visit it every time for your favorite token pairs. And we're trying to make it better and better.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sometimes it's those kind of minor tweaks and those small adjustments that just refine the whole thing. You know, they make such a difference.
Yeah, I mean, we have that mentality of trying to build the best. We're not just satisfied with something that still needs to be improved, but obviously you can always improve on things that you build. So we will not stop on the DEX aggregator. That's for sure. We'll be adding more features. You probably want to look out for more alpha coming up in the coming days and weeks. But obviously, today, that's not the main part of the topic. We're talking about the NFT aggregator. I'm sure a lot of you have already seen it. And we have tweeted quite a lot about the rationale and the potential feature that will come on the aggregator. And I think some of you have already tested it, and we've been actively giving out spots for our communities to test it. So that's, I'm looking forward to an interesting AMA.
That's great. I'm sure the community's got plenty of questions for you in relation to that, being that you're the first on Terra to bring us something like this. And of course, I think a lot of us from, myself in particular, who came over from ETH, or it seems like all those years ago now, probably, you know, familiar with a couple of the aggregators over that way. So for us to have our own now, I'm stoked. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be really useful.
Yeah, because I think on Terra, the NFT space is not that particularly big. I mean, not that particularly old either. I think just 7 to 8 months. And in terms of volume, it's still behind Solana and way, way behind Ethereum. But the NFT marketplaces have been fragmented. There are 6 major ones and a couple of smaller ones. Well, obviously, more marketplaces means a better competition, which is valuable to users. But by the end of the day, if we take Luna Bull, for example, you're listed everywhere, right? For any potential buyer to try to find the cheapest Luna Bull, he or she has to visit all these different marketplaces to find one, which really doesn't make sense. It costs him time and sometimes money as well because of all the overcharging opportunities, which they may not realize. So I think it's only natural for people to think about, for the community to want to have some sort of aggregator. So we just set out to do it. And obviously, it's not that easy. And in particular, the reason is all these data on chain. That's very important because we want to keep the integrity of all the data that we present to people. So that takes a while for us to develop. But now we have figured out pretty much everything, and you have, I don't know if you have tried it out yet.
Unfortunately, I wasn't part of the beta test. I'd love to have been able to have done that, but as you know, obviously the last month I've been running around all kinds of doing all kinds of crazy stuff in different countries and things. I have spoken to a couple of guys that were invited to do the beta testing, and just got a little bit of feedback from them today on that. And it's looking really good. I mean, people are, the feedback's very positive in terms of the UI, particularly.
I think in the future, in the next couple of days, we will be giving out more spots for people to test. We really want it to be a product not from TFM, but also from the community. We want to take on board your suggestions, your ideas, how to improve it, et cetera, et cetera. So in terms of UI, I'm very glad that you like the AI, the UI, because we really put a lot of effort into this. We want to create something really neat, really user-friendly, and that people would love at first sight. So it's an aggregator. The idea is pretty straightforward. Well, I can't share my screen here, but I wish I could. You go in there, you see all the collections. So at the moment, we have we have integrated the major ones like Renomers, LuArt, Nowhere, Talis, and Messier. One Planet is coming. We have pretty much integrated One Planet, but we have not pushed it to the version that people are testing now. But hopefully in the next couple of days, this will be complete. So all the major 6 marketplaces. Basically, you have all the collections listed on all the 6 marketplaces, and you can see all the NFTs on them. And what's more, it's not just a browser for you to look at all of these NFTs. You can actually buy it. You see it, You like it, you click it, and you confirm in your wallet. It's really elegant, and you buy it. And wish, and it's alive, but it's not just a testing version. It's not on testnet. It's a live version. You can actually use this opportunity to buy your favorite NFTs.
And that is cool. I just shared one of the posts from your Twitter feed onto my feed. So if anyone wanted to just jump on and have a quick look at the screenshot on there, then by all means they can just they can have a look. And also, I think on your feed itself on Twitter as well, there's plenty of screenshots as well on there that people can just they can minimize the spaces and then just have a look on your feed. They're not familiar with
it. I mean, you, there's a lot of information, right? You can sort by rarity, by price. Obviously, the beauty is now when you sort by price, it's not by market only. It's the price is the price covers all the six. Well, at the moment, five marketplaces for Lunar Bull. If you sort by price, it's like one single marketplace covering all of them. So it's really elegant and easy for user to use.
I could have used it a couple of days ago. I was shopping. I was NFT shopping, as I often am. And I went over to, I think it was initially Nowhere. I was kind of scrolling through there on a particular collection, trying to find, a particular trait that I was looking for. And, the floor was a little bit high there. And I sort of, then went over to, I think it was Luart possibly, had a scroll through there. And I think eventually I found what I was looking for on Messier, in the end. But, what you're doing is basically, what you've made and what you've created is going to save me from doing that from now on, which is an absolute godsend.
Yeah. I'm glad you say that, because we can sort by the marketplace, by the trades, like what you said. So you can pick a trade and it'll show up for all the marketplaces, prices from low to high.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's ultimate tool for everybody to use. And also we're helping those marketplaces as well, because by the end of the day, those marketplaces collectively will get more exposure, and when people buy more NFTs, the whole volume of the whole NFT space on Terra increase. So these marketplaces will benefit for this as well. It's really a win-win-win situation for all of us.
Yeah, definitely. I love the idea of filtering by trait. I mean, so that means realistically, if I was looking for an iced out, for example, just to pick one at random, of course. But if I was looking for, for example, at the iced out trait, I could just pop that into your aggregator and it would find me the cheapest iced out across all five or six platforms on Terra then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. As I say, you can sort by, you can filter by marketplace, by trait and any individual trades. And also we've added a ranking filter as well. So all price filter. So for example, for Lunar Bull, you can search ranking from 2000 to 400 and price from 20 Luna to 40 Luna. And we'll bring up everything from all the marketplace, or you can filter the marketplace. So it's pretty much a complete tool. So obviously we're still perfecting it. There are some minor bugs we need to fix. That's why we're doing the beta testing. But by the end of the day, when this is formally released for public to use, I am sure people will love it. Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, if your DEX aggregator is anything to go by, and how silky smooth the UI and everything is on there, then I think we're in pretty good hands. So yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Great. Thank you very much. Yes.
Can I ask, I have got a question before we open it up to questions from the community, just one. Actually, I've got a couple, but I just want to ask this one. Are you guys got any intention to go cross-chain at all? Are you looking at doing anything like that? Or are you focusing purely on Terra at the moment?
Well, I think there are tons of things we can do in the future, potentially. But at the moment, we're still focusing on Terra. And I think it's in the foreseeable future, you will see a lot of updates from us, because we got this NFT aggregator. We still need to add even more features to it. And we got our DEX aggregator. And then I don't know if you noticed, a few days ago, we launched our data and analytics, and where you can, again, get all on-chain data for all the transactions and all the statistics, the liquidity, the adding and removing of the liquidity for any pairs, etc. So there are a lot of things that we are still building. So I think in the short term, I don't think we will go other chains. But long term, yes, it's absolutely possible.
Yeah, that's great. I think perhaps we can open it up to some questions if anyone in the community wants to ask TFM any questions about the aggregator, what they've got coming to our platform. Then by all means, just put your hand up and we'll pull you up on stage and you can fire away. I can see there's a couple of people in the audience that have definitely beta tested. I can see Hooligan tweets down there. He was one of the beta testers for you guys, I believe. But there's definitely a few familiar names in the audience that were beta testing your app that may well have some questions for you.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think TZM is taking control of pulling people up, so he might. I think he's potentially trying to bring someone up at the moment. I can see some things happening in the background, technical stuff that is way above my pay grade, I think. Can I ask you, do you think that potentially if you were looking to go, just going back to the cross-chain thing again, if you were looking to go cross-chain, do you think, and I won't dwell on this because I know that you said you want to concentrate on Terra, but do you think that you would look at potentially, for example, if I was buying an NFT across on Solana, I would pay, be able to pay in UST, that kind of thing? Is that something that you would?
We probably won't be focusing on that part in terms of what currency you pay. But we know NFT can also be ported via bridge to other chains and vice versa. So whether that's something, I think it all depends on what the community wants. I think if people really want this sort of feature, if there is a collection with Solana that the community really want to have on Terra and there is a case to add value to it, we can certainly consider it. But like what you said, because everything is in the air. I mean, whatever I say may not be true because this is crypto. Things are moving very fast. Who knows what we will do when the day comes. Actually, we are looking at the cross-chain opportunities.
Yeah, that's cool. Is it possible to see? So, for example, if I'm looking at the aggregator and it's showing me, the cheapest, the best prices. And let's not say cheapest. I don't particularly like that word, but let's just say the best priced NFT for a particular trait that I'm searching for. Is it then also possible to see the volume of a particular project across all platforms or marketplaces? Is it possible to do that as well? Because that would be cool.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. Because at the moment, if you go to our landing page for the collection, it shows the volume. And it's sorted by volume. And you can sort by 24-hour volume or 7-day volume, 30-day volume, et cetera, et cetera. Again, all these data are on-chain. And we've collected all these data. That's why we could sort it in that way. So I think we have more data than space allows to present. So it all depends on, again, what the community wants and how strong we feel about it. We can certainly add those figures onto the collection, onto the data set, so the community can see. But
So as it is at present, where if you sort the NFTs by the collections by volume, that is a combined volume across all platforms then?
That's right. That's right. That's all right.
That's a great feature. Really good feature.
Yeah, that's right. Because I think the purpose of the aggregator is to capture like a snapshot of what's happening on Terra NFT space. So you really want to include everything there. I mean, in the future, for example, the more feature that we'll come up with is like the feed. During the past hour, how many NFT transactions have taken place? Then it's a history across all the platform. So then you have a clearer idea of what is being bought and sold. While at the moment, you can only go to one particular marketplace and track those transactions. So in a similar logic, for all these data, the volume, floor price, number of item listed, if we are an aggregator, we will present the sum. But then if people really want to see to break it down by marketplace. Yes, we can do it because we have all the data.
Yeah, that is really, really good feature. Yeah, I like that. That's great. With regards to the analytics that you guys use so well, I was actually looking at it this morning because it's a fairly new feature on your on the DEX aggregator. Are you rolling out similar analytics for the NFT side of things? Do you think you'll have a page?
Yes, we will. Absolutely, we will. That's sort of V2 type of thing. We will. I mean, the goal is really to provide all the information necessary for anybody to make a decision on trading to trade a token or trade an NFT or anything else that may come up in the future. So, and remember, I said we collect all the data on chain. So with those kind of data, it's only natural that we compile them together and fall into some nice formats, into something meaningful for the community to look at. So yes, absolutely, we will come up with something like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I look forward to that, definitely. And when are you guys, and forgive me, because this information may well be out there, but when are you guys looking to go live? Can you tell us that at this stage?
Any date, really. I can't really say much more than that, but any day. It could be a few days, could be 2 days or 1 day tomorrow. I don't know. It's really depends on how comfortable we are or how satisfied we are with the current version, with some bugs. How many? I mean, we have just given our beta tester these links. How many feedbacks they came up with and anything we can improve upon. It really depends on that. But I think 99% is there. I mean, we can release it now if we want. That we just want to make it something better and more reliable when people actually start to use it, including loading time, including the accuracy of some of the statistics presented. But yeah, just keep your eye open, and it could be landing anytime soon before you realize it.
Yeah, from what I hear, our 2D and 3D combination of the two collections is causing you a little bit of extra homework, from what I've been told.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, because I think I'm pretty sure that's a very simple way to resolve it. We got our fantastic CTO who is on top of everything, so that's not a problem. I think by the time we release it, hopefully they will be into one collection.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay, so because there's not too many questions coming through from the community, I'm just personally interested in a little bit about yourselves and like where you've come from and your interest in Terra. I mean, how did that kind of come about? And you know, why Terra really? You know, what sort of appealed to you?
Yeah, good question. I'm from the traditional finance background. I was doing corporate finance and research analyst in my real life. I came to crypto not really too long ago, but I was just amazed by the innovations and all the enthusiasm the whole community have shown. Well, that's across all different chains. Why Terra? I think it's sort of a serendipity. Because I was looking at all sorts of chains, and you can probably see in my profile, I'm not a maxi on anything because I keep an open mind. I came across Terra because I thought Luna was having a huge run a year ago, and I started to look into it, and I studied the tokenomics and see this burning mechanism, and I feel it's really, really clever. And all the protocols that's being built, there were not too many at the time, so I thought that's probably going to lead to something, and as it turned out to be true, and now compared to 12 months ago, it's sea change, really. Yeah, so I gradually got into it and did more research and tried to play around as well. And the more and more as the lunatics know, probably know, the more and more you dig a hole, the more and more you get into it. And so, yeah, I mean, love it.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that as well. I think, there's a certain type of magnetism, I think, and it goes without saying, everyone in this in this room right now knows exactly what I'm talking about, I think. So just another thing about the platform then. So if I haven't beta tested, and in a way I think it's probably cool because I can ask these questions, because there's a lot of people in the audience that are probably in the same position as I am where they haven't had the opportunity to beta test. So I just wondered, so when I'm in the platform, is it possible for me to buy within your platform, or do I click on the NFT I'm interested in and then it takes me out to the relevant marketplace to make the purchase?
Yeah, that's a very good question. In fact, you go to a TFM platform, you see you find an NFT, you click on it, it will go straight to your wallet and your wallet just confirm the price and you buy it. You actually do not go to the other platforms. Although at the smart contract level, it was bought with the other platform. But as a user, you do not see it. All you see is a price you pay, and that's confirmed in your wallet. So it's really elegant, and it's convenient as well. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's brilliant. That's really useful. Very, very helpful indeed. Yeah, thanks for answering that. I think we've got a question actually. Yeah, Petter.
Hey, how's it going? First off, love this idea. It like will make NFT shopping like super easy and streamlined. I think one of the things that I think would help sustain something like this is, and I don't know, this is above my pay grade, but imagine if someone's on your aggregator and then someone clicks the link to go buy it on that marketplace, when affiliate marketing for Terra NFTs. So you would get, maybe a percentage of that purchase price, whether that be fees that, you know, the market is accepting when the NFT is purchased, and you guys kind of get a finder's fee by directing people, you know, to that site to buy that NFT that they may not have otherwise even known about. Because, you know, as we know, there's so many marketplaces, it's really hard to keep track of like which collections are where. And so I almost think like this is almost like akin to, you know, trying to build an affiliate, some sort of affiliate marketing into the contract where Terraformer would receive some sort of, you know, kickback for directing people to that site. Is that something that would even be possible or anything like that?
Well, we haven't really thought about this aspect of like fee generation, if that's what you mean. At the moment, we are trying to encourage volume. And by encouraging volume, it's not just a volume from any particular NFT collection, but as a whole. One point I just mentioned is by giving people the option of seeing everything that's on Terra, that's on offer, it actually gives those projects much more exposure than it would have in those particular marketplace. So we hope when we release it, people will come and they will find all the information they want to find, and they will see ideas, like they can see other collections which they will not see before. If they want to buy something really, really cheap, they can sort by price, they can find the, you know, some cheap collections to buy, etc. So I think this will open door for more volume to come in. Now, that's where TFM is heading to. TFM want to attract volume, to grow volume on all aspects, DEX and the NFT. And then we do not, one thing is very important, we do not actually charge any fee on top of that transaction on both the DEX aggregator and the NFT aggregator. So we just provide at the moment just a free service to promote volume and adoption. I think adoption is really, really important. I think compared to Solana and Ethereum, Terra is not doing badly, but it could be better, because the key is how to attract people from outside Terra into this space. So the way to do it is to provide a tool like this. It's easy to use and very, in terms of cost, it's very little cost. In this case, zero cost, then people will have a focal point where they will find more ideas and more interest within that space. So what you said, I mean, it's a very good suggestion. I think certainly our team will think about it, whether that's a model that we want to adopt in the future. But for the time being, no, we haven't gone down that route. But as I said earlier, the crypto space is fast moving. You know, anything is very possible within very short time frame. You see, there's a curve war and then suddenly astral war, and everybody now in Terra is excited about this aspect of things, right? So I'm not saying we definitely will not consider this, but for the time being, no. I don't know if that answers your question.
Sure. And then last thing, and I kind of joined late, maybe you touched on this. So if I see an NFT that I really like and it's not listed, am I able to, on the Terraforma site, like, you know, how on like Random Earth you can like, you know, heart a thing and kind of like it? Is there a way that on your site I'm able to kind of set up like some sort of notification that like, hey, I really like this NFT, and if, you know, whoever owns it goes to list it, like I get some sort of notification when I go to your website and says, hey, you know, Galactic Punk 1275 is now listed.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, at this V1, we do not have that function, but in V2, there'll be far more features coming up. Just anything that you really want and the community really wants, and it will be implemented, because we got a lot of plans for our V2, for example, a lot of new features that will be coming in. So stay tuned on that. With regard to your particular request, that thing that if something is not listed and you kind of can tag it by like it, etc., or leaving a comment, yes, certainly it is doable. Although the effect is not that clear, because if that, for example, if that NFT belonged to someone who just bought it and leave it in cold storage and never look at it again, then whatever message you sent or whatever mechanism you implement, it will not affect the owner of that NFT. So I know some marketplaces are pioneering in that aspect. You can bid for NFT that are not officially listed. But we at this stage haven't done that. And we will certainly gauge the community interest whether we will implement that sort of thing in the future.
Cool. Thanks for my questions.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Petter. What a brilliant idea. I love the idea of the notifications for someone like me, who, you know, is a regular buyer of NFTs, having a notification on NFTs which are currently unavailable but then go on sale. Oh, that would be next level for me. Absolutely brilliant idea. What I wanted to ask you as well is, can I, if I was shopping, can I add bulk NFTs to my basket, as it were? Can I add bulk NFTs to my basket and then check out in bulk? Multiple NFTs and then check out in bulk. Am I able to do that on your platform
yet?
Yeah,
you will be. Not now, but you will be able to in V2. This is feature. This is not very difficult to implement. And also, I think in certain sense, I don't know how desperate or how keen people are to have that feature. I think another feature people may want is the floor sweeping feature. That I think is more relevant because you want just to one click, you sweep all the floor to a certain extent. When you say the bulk, you normally, I mean, if you're really a connoisseur of the NFT, you want to pick and choose, you pick one. And for me personally, I think the purchase of one item is very satisfying. So I really want to have the satisfaction of buying it individually. So it's like handpick and buy. And rather than, okay, you just like go to Amazon, you just click this and this is, and you're in the shopping basket, you click and buy. But as I say, technically, this is not difficult to achieve. And this is actually in our plan to implement it in the next version. So keep tuned.
Yeah, that for someone like myself, who likes to go on kind of shopping sprees across multiple collections. Oh, that's a great feature. My basket would definitely be full. Yeah, so I mean, I've seen on other aggregators, I've seen, and this is not related to bulk shopping or anything like this. This is completely, you know, left field, but it is something that I was thinking about today, that on other aggregators, I've seen these kind of leaderboards, you know, for registered users. And obviously, as a result of that, you get subsequent kind of, you know, trading contests and things like that. Is that something you guys have looked at? Are you doing something like that? Sort of, you know, not quite gamification, but, you know, it's a little bit of fun. And, you know, within the NFT trading community, I think it could be really cool on Terra to have something like that.
Yeah, in terms of leaderboard, certainly we can have these in terms of either within a collection, how much has been traded, or across all the collections, what's the whale, who is a whale to have bought all these with the largest volume. But in terms of gamification, when we require user to register an account, I don't know if that's what you mean. And then this account, you can have this account.
Yeah, kind of. It would be more based on wallet recognition. I mean, I'm not suggesting that everyone docks themselves or anything like that, although they could register with a name, you know, with an alias, I guess. But yeah, I've seen on one or two other aggregators where they've had the wallet address listed and, you know, the top trader for that month, for example. And then they would get something, you know, as a result of that. They would, you know, the top three guys would get an NFT awarded from a particular collection or something like that. And it's just been something that I've thought has been pretty cool on other platforms. And I thought maybe you guys may have looked at it.
Well, no, this is a great idea. I really like it. It's almost like a brainstorming session now rather than ALA. Yes. I mean, personally, I haven't thought about that potential, but this doesn't sound too difficult to implement, again, because we have all the data and it's very easy to list the wallet by all the transaction volume by wallet and come up with the ranking system, a ladder. And yeah, it's entirely possible if the community like you guys are strongly in for it, then yes, let's do it.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. I think finally, I think from myself, I don't have many more questions on my sort of little list that I had prepared. I wanted to ask you if there was any benefit to me financially in checking out on your platform as opposed to, you know, finding the NFT and then going to the marketplace and buying it there. Or is it, you know, in terms of fees, am I better off doing one or the other?
No, the fee is whatever the underlying marketplace is charging. I mean, for example, Randomers, they list the price and then they add on some royalties and fees. And while Luart, they list whatever the list is, whatever you pay. So on TFM, when you click into it, if it's on Randomers, you will see the total amount you need to pay, which is the listing price plus a certain percentage. While if it's from Luart, you just pay whatever the listing price is. So as I said before, TFM does not charge anything on top, but obviously we cannot deduct anything either. So no, to your question, do you get benefit financially by buying through us or through these different marketplaces? No, but all you get is a convenience of finding the NFT that you want to buy.
Yeah. I think my question was more, you know, is there a premium to be paid by going through you guys, which I totally would be happy to do, by the way. It wouldn't bother me if there was. But the fact that you've just said that there isn't is fantastic.
There isn't.
Yeah, that's really good. Really good. I don't know if anyone else in the audience today has any questions or even any feedback or suggestions. If anyone wants to just raise their hand and come up on stage and
As I say, as we're giving out the beta testing spot, I really hope people can come up with all kinds of feedbacks or maybe some bugs, maybe some features they'd really like, and so that we can improve on it. As I said, this is something we want to be part of you, not just from TFM.
I would be more than happy if you wanted to fire me an invite to do that. I would love to do that for you guys because, as I said, I was busy in the last couple of weeks, so I sadly missed out. But
no worries. Send me a DM and I'll see if that can be arranged.
No worries. Okay, great. And I don't know if anyone else wants to jump up, if anyone else has got any questions, or perhaps if the next person who comes up and asks something or suggests something, we can give them a beta spot as well. What do you say?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Come on, guys. Don't be afraid. Yeah. It's good. I think, you know, from my point of view, it's just been really interesting to see, you know, to hear about how you're intending to build it out. Certainly the filter by trait, you know, feature of the platform is going to be a massive game changer for me, certainly as an NFT trader, as someone who buys NFTs. Being able to, you know, set potentially in V2, you were talking about set notifications on NFTs which aren't for sale, which potentially might, you know, be put on sale. That again is a massive game changer for someone like me. So really good stuff. Is there anything that you wanted to add in particular? Anything that you haven't covered? You just want to
As I say, this is our V1, and we believe it's a great product for people to benefit from. In the future, we will come up with V2, and we do have plans for the V2. One thing, for example, is sort of my wallet, right? It's like on other platform, you can see your item. But because this is aggregated, so in under my wallet, under TFM, you will be able to see all the NFTs you have bought on TerraSpace. And that, again, I think will give people a lot of value, because that's the ultimate sort of wallet you can have. You may also have tokens, all sorts of tokens, and you can see in your wallet. So as I say, just keep watching this space. We may drop alpha from time to time. Hopefully it can keep our community excited. And when we actually release this V1, and we hope more people will be using it and like it.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys are on Discord as well, I think. Have you got a Discord channel?
Yes. Well, Discord, we do have a channel, but we haven't sort of formally launched it for various reasons. But yeah, it will be coming, and we will make a formal announcement when it's available.
Okay, that's outstanding. So I think we've just got a question here from someone who's just popped up. So if you want to go ahead, Boomo. Hi, mate. Can you hear me? Yeah, it's there now. I think you just have to unmute yourself on your mic.
There we go.
Hey.
Hi. I was just wondering, are you guys going to be releasing a coin or any way to get in on the profiteering of what you're doing?
Yes, our TFM is going to issue our own tokens, but nothing has been decided yet in terms of any details. So just all I can say is, keep tuned and stay tuned and to watch this space, and we will let you know once we have more details to share.
Okay, cool. And I did DM you about something else already, but I'd love to get into the, you know, demoing.
Hello?
Hello, can you still hear me?
Yeah, now I can, yeah.
Okay, I did already DM you, but I'd really like to get into the test of this too.
Right, okay. I'll have a look at the all the messages, and I'm sure I'll get you back. If you have already DM'd me, and you are actually indeed the next person to ask a question, and I think I should be obliged to give you a spot.
Fantastic. Okay, great. I really love what you've done. I've already used it, and I've already shared it around to my friends. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so I'm just giving away your beta testing spots here one by one.
No, it's cool. Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, what else are we going to do on a Friday night, hey?
Sure.
No, that's cool. So, you know, I think we're good to, if there's no more questions or suggestions or feedback at this stage, I mean, I'm really happy with everything we've discussed. I just want to thank you for taking the time to come on, you know, and share what you guys have been building with us. I think sometimes we overlook just how much work and effort and time and money these projects put into developing and building on Terra. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a massive benefit to all of us. So, you know, certainly what you're doing is going to be a huge benefit to myself, being an NFT collector, and I think just about everyone who's in this space at the moment as well. So yeah, I just want to thank you for doing that. I think it's going to be great. I really look forward to it.
Well, thank you for having me. Like exactly what you said, one thing I'd like to point out is we have a developer team who are really working hard to get this done, and in such a short time frame. So yeah, and I really appreciate what you have just said. But we are here to serve the community. So hopefully, as I said before, once it's released, everybody will like it. And give us more feedbacks.
That's fantastic. Well, once again, thanks ever so much. And thanks, everyone, for dropping in today. It's
Thank
my
you.
First one back after a long time. And I look forward to speaking to you guys again. And I look forward to beta testing it as well myself. So perhaps we can catch up again after I've
yes,
done
please.
That. We can, yeah,
of
I would
course,
love
of
to
course.
Go. Yeah, I would love to go a little bit more in depth, if possible, and sort of, you know.
No problem.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Terraformer AMA, NFT Aggregator, and more, hosted by the Lunables, recorded on Friday, April 29th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best miles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.
Terra Spaces.